Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had as good a weekend as many folks did over Mother's
Whatever
Day weekend.
Was.
Yeah, next up, actually.
Whatever.
Next up will be the Memorial Day holiday weekend. That's 11 days away, May 26th. And Father's Day is, well, just a Sunday,
yeah,
usually.
Yeah.
June 15th. That's 34 days. And Jimmy, he's here right now.
I am, and I'm not a mother, so it didn't really help me too much yesterday. I kind of had a quiet while I know that all my kids took care of their mom, and I was real proud of them doing a big wing ding for her, so that was nice. So I hope all the moms had a good Mother's Day. The Department of Transportation and its Secretary Sean Duffy, man, they're really going to, they sound like they're at their moment now. They've got to fix the air traffic control system in the country. The Newark Airport is the one that's in focus, but you wonder if any of the other airports, they must be all, you know, antiquated too. And maybe the military, they don't even talk about that, about the military air traffic control system. What's its current thing? Are they using still, you know, things with tubes? Or have they gone all high tech? And why don't we just copy what they're doing? So a lot of questions could be answered if you had reporters anymore. And you don't. You have people that are either pro or negative political people, and you have very little of anything else. So I hope that the Congress can, you know, get off their butt and agree,
no, right,
give them a box of money and do it.
It's one thing he really didn't say. He just acted like we're doing this, and I think you're right. It is a real priority. But Congress has to find billions of dollars over the next couple of budget cycles that already aren't in there. And, you know, they'll shortchange it and slow play it and all that.
They can't, though. I mean, that's what I really think.
They shouldn't.
I don't think they will this time. And so you're seeing so many things that, I've wondered about this for years. And we have predominantly had, and we've had some sleepy Republican presidents in there, too, without question. But I think when Trump got there, it really exposed some of the wounds that we had. I know people who've been to China on business trips, and one was a GE field trip. If you were a big salesperson for General Electric for their insurance products or whatever it was, they flew everybody over to the capital of China. They went to the China Wall and did all that. And they were all commenting on how new the roads were, and the whole place looked new that they had done.
What they let them see, maybe.
Yeah, that was a lot. And what we let people see is Washington, D.C., which, you know, is pretty darn messed up. If you kind of get out anything other than off of the main drags there, you're in the hood real quick, and it's pretty scary coming into Washington from several different points, like from Maryland or from way out there in Hyattsville and places like that. I did that drive. I don't know. It's spooky. But I hope they clean up Washington, and I hope they get this air traffic system done. And, you know, you wonder, I wish we did teach history in an interesting way, because if you think about it, America, and that would include, you know, Texas for sure, we grew because of the railroad system. Now, why did we let that go to hell in a handbasket? It was still going pretty good in the 50s, and fairly decent in the 60s. But we just walked away from it somewhere around the 70s and just let it die, except for in one or two or three places that were still going on. At Northeast was one of those. But was it unions? Was it the presidency? I mean, lack of priority? I don't know. I know we put a lot of money into aviation during those days with new airports and air traffic control systems, but we didn't update anything. And Eisenhower did the interstates, if you remember, and that was meant to have, you had to have certain construction to build it. It couldn't just be a road. It had to meet certain construction requirements, and part of that was you had to be able to drive a tank on it without tearing up the road. I don't know if you ever knew that little piece of information or
no,
not,
I didn't.
But that was
no.
That was one of the original requirements for an interstate highway. It had to be strong enough for a tank to be on there, because they learned that by looking at what Germany had done before.
Just based on the, I think the standard's been relaxed these days.
Yeah. Oh, I think so, too,
yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
How they got around that. But so it was a Republican that built the interstate system, and I don't know who gets credit for it. There was a fairly air traffic control system, fairly good one. But why we've let all that infrastructure stuff go, and I don't know where that money went. If it went, I know Vietnam was very expensive. You know, and that was money down a rat hole that we didn't get to come back with. And I just don't know where all the money went for we didn't put on building, you know, and updating and keeping updated our rail system, our, you know, everything. It's just almost all of our infrastructure. So this will be a real test because we know we need it. And I hope we don't have to have airliners crash, you know, to make us move faster, you know, on this thing. But Duffy, the Secretary of Transportation, he had the unions, you know, the air traffic controllers unions, all the heads of the airlines, and everybody was on the same page the other day at that news conference. So now it is up to them to put something together and give it to the Congress and see what they do with it. And I hope it's not going to be one of these things where, since it's coming from the Trump administration, we'll vote against it.
You know, Austin has troubles. We, you know, our equipment's only about 26, 27, 28 years old, but, and that's a lot, we don't have enough air traffic control staff. And once again, for the umpteenth time yesterday, it was a ground stop for any flights coming to Austin in the middle of the day yesterday for an hour because we didn't have enough people till they could get it under control, which I contend is a responsible thing to do. But, yeah, we're home with the most near misses in the last year.
Atlanta had 2-hour ground stop, and that's the world's busiest
Atlanta,
airport.
That's they the one, a, yeah, Atlanta.
They had a 2-hour in the middle of the day because of an equipment failure.
Plus Newark again.
Yeah, then Newark again. So, I mean, we don't want, our economy does not want our airline system to fall apart, and we certainly don't want planes falling out of the sky. So we've got to, you know, they're using really old, they're still doing, well, I went up to the tower years ago in Atlanta, not that many years ago, but 10 or 15. They're still using, in many of these places, little pieces of paper that they put, that, you know, kind of analogish. Old, like, I'm still printing out all my crap every day. I should read it off computer screens, but I don't. I print out every story. So I'm just as bad, but it's just old dogs, new tricks. But these new air traffic controllers, they need to learn in the modern way, and hopefully they're going to get taught that way. A Virginia man's been charged with second-degree murder after shooting a teenager who was filming a prank for TikTok called Ding Dong Ditch. It was 3 in the morning on a Saturday. They ring the doorbell, and then they videotape what the results are, and this guy came out shooting. Yeah, you don't want to ring a lot of doorbells in a lot of parts, anywhere, probably at 3 a.m., and think that something...
3 a.m.?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's...
Not a good time. Not a good
spot. So is the guy that shot, is he in trouble? What about the...
Oh, yes. Second charge with the second degree murder. And then there were other ones that were wounded, so he probably was using a shotgun, but it just...
Oh, Ding Dong Ditch. We didn't call it that when we were
ditch.
Kids.
I'm
though.
Not familiar with that one, but it's there.
Yeah, anyway.
Naomi Judd's widower, Larry Strickland, this came out in that Lifetime documentary this weekend. She once shot a gun at him after learning he had cheated on her.
Really?
Well, that is the possible thing that could occur when that happens. But they were had a good 30 years of marriage.
Did you watch it this weekend?
I didn't see it all. It was 2 parts, Saturday and Sunday. I saw a little bit of it. I'm going to wait till it's all out, and I'll find a way to to stream the whole thing. I don't even know what I watched this weekend. If I did, I watched a couple of TV episodes of things on Paramount Plus, I think. That'd be all I did. And then I'm going to confess I've been doing, this is stupid, but I looked at it like it's relaxation because it was raining and a lot of things. I really wasn't going anywhere. I love trains. I always loved trains. I loved them when I was a little boy. I loved my model trains. I loved big trains. I love my trains in Europe. I like trains. So there are a couple of places online. One is called livetrains.com, and you can watch trains going around in Houston and St. Louis and Birmingham. And then there's a thing called Virtual Rail Fan, which you can put up 9 pictures at one time on your computer, assuming you're using a big computer, and you can watch trains all over the country. It's apparently something that people do. And I never knew anybody did it, but I kind of watched it, and okay, that was kind of weird. And then, you know, you can watch the airplanes take off all over the place now. That's really kicked in. Used to be just Los Angeles, but now people are getting an idea, okay, that guy made a lot of money doing it in Los Angeles, so now they're doing it in several parts of the country.
There's 24-hour cameras all over this country, yeah. All this world. You can actually, there's a couple of zoos at... you can watch monkeys copulate, and I mean, it's just like, okay. It depends on what you're into, man. It's crazy.
Well, Bob's watching monkeys do it.
I heard about. I read that.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you. Read that.
Jimmy's watching trains. Bob's going with monkeys.
Well, now, do anyone of you care about? See, this train that goes through Taylor, Texas, is called the Texas Eagle. I've learned, but again, sure. It's like a hobby, and it's not hurting anybody. You know, I'm not out killing animals or anything, so I'm not, you know, running the streets. It's just, I'm watching that, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's the news person in me is just curious about things. What's a train's hauling? Where are they going? You know, that type of thing. So I don't know.
I like the romance of a train. I miss the caboose as a kid. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, I don't like it that they don't have the caboose anymore.
Same.
I don't like that at all. And there was a lot of, and yes, I'd watched all the James Bond movies from Russia with Love and all that stuff. So I had a romantic trip back in the 90s. To Europe. So I booked a train from Paris.
What's the name of the fella you took?
This was my dream girl here I took with me. And it was really, I said, this is going to be great. So, you know, we're sipping wine, going through the south of France. And then it's time for dinner. So we go to dinner on the train. That was nice. Then the sun sets. And so we're going to Rome. So it's time to go to bed. They had turned down the bed. But it was two single bunk beds over each other, one over each other. I didn't read the fine print good enough on that one. So be careful when you're picking those romantic trains that, you know, you got all the things there together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, page 2. It's Jimmy Carter.
All right, President Trump fired the Librarian of Congress. Late last week, that didn't make a lot of news, but it's there. The Library of Congress, and she also runs the National Recording Registry.
Screwed
up the Dewey Decimal System or something?
Well, no, she was woke. And, you know, definitely woke. And did a lot of things. Like, that's like when he changed over. You know, he's soup to nuts guy. I mean, he's not just picking on one or two departments. He's covering 360. The Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, you know, that's got people in a wad. Library of Congress is the latest thing.
You know, many, reading these stories, many Democrats now, you know, believe he's totally lost his mind. I said, wait a minute. Remember that first term? That's when all the stories that he'd lost his mind and they were looking about pulling the article of the Constitution, whatever that is, the amendment where you could replace him because he was insane.
Yeah.
This is not the same guy that guy was.
Well,
he's just doing a lot of stuff.
He is doing a lot of stuff. He's off to the Middle East today. And he will be in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates. You know, you saw the story last week that Disney is building, I think, in the United Arab Emirates. I think that's Abu Dhabi. And there's a plane that he may be getting this 747 as a gift. That's got the Democrats really stirred up, that the Middle East people might give him an airplane to use as Air Force One in 2 years. They could have it ready with all the stuff in it, and it's ready to go.
Well, wait a minute.
For some reason, they can't get the one out of Texas, the two.
Here's
in San Antonio.
Here's what has some people in Congress calling for a probe. It's a $400 million airplane. Actually, I think it's an Airbus of some kind, isn't it?
It's a 747.
It really is? Okay.
Yes.
And it's a $400 million plane. And the caveat, according to Dubai, as their way of thanking the United States and him, is that when he leaves office, it will be his.
Well, it can be his only. They're going to give it to the Air Force, and then the Air Force is going to give it to the Trump Library.
Oh.
Because every president gets a library, so it'll be technically owned by the Trump Library, and he will have use of it.
That seems like that'd violate a lot of laws. But you know, you say, you know, no gift comes free. But I think it's just obvious. We do a lot for Dubai. They need us. And we go, okay, great. You going to give us a plane? That's 2% off your tariff. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and either way, and it's not a big deal for them either. But they haven't decided completely to do it. But, you know, building Disney over there is a big deal too. And you would think that would be, and I don't know. It's an interesting place. You've got to keep those people, you know, on our side, and we got distracted by that assassination of that alleged member of the press that they did in Turkey, and got all derailed on arrangements. And I don't know, that's just a crazy place over there,
you know,
in
Jimmy,
the Middle East. But
I read, I don't know anything about it, knew some people from Dubai and people that have traveled there, that they've way overbuilt, and all their projections, they're in trouble now. Now, they're never in trouble. They're going to be fine. But they're trying to do something to get people, like I said, Disney and all.
Yep. We're going to be old and gone. That's a two-year to design, 5 years to build. So we're still seven away from Disney getting over there. But, I mean, it's conveniently located. Their airport is kind of a gas station for planes going from, like, Australia to London, and everybody goes through there. It's in that part of the world. So it's a good place to have a Disneyland. Disney's not stupid, and neither are the people there. This thing that's come out that people are trying to figure out, the executive order, I think this morning is coming out, about pharmaceutical companies could lower drug prices by 30 to 80%. And that's that whole thing, if people that go to Mexico can buy the same drug over here, but you can get it non-prescription, and you can get it for half the price or maybe three-quarters of the price. And that's all supposedly going to get revamped. I don't know how they're going to do that, but that is something that is going on. The Federal Trade Commission has put in an order, and I've seen this before, $19.95 for a U-Haul truck. Well, they're saying that's a false advertising because it can't really get it for $19.95. Yes, that's the base price, but there's a whole bunch of mandatory extra fees. So,
including mileage.
And that's the price.
Including mileage, yeah.
Yeah, so it's false price. So now they're going to require people like that and others to put the full price up there. I mean, you see that all the time on ads. Hilton, I'm generally, used to be, may still be semi-loyal to Hilton. but they give you a rate there of so-and-so. It's not really the rate. I mean, it's the rate before taxes. Well, but taxes
we do on tickets too.
Put it up to 200.
Under Joe Biden and as president and now Donald Trump, oh, we're going to do something about this. You know, a ticket to the concert's $120. Taxes, fees, da-da-da-da, that's another $95. They have put it in the price now. They don't have to. They're starting to, or their government's going to make them, and I'm for it.
Good, yes.
Yeah, me too. There's all these hidden fees things. It's just wrong. I'm trying to see if it's the other ones. I'm skipping over things. PGA Championship tees off this Thursday. That thrills a lot. There's going to be a Pope news conference here somewhere along the way this week. They say that this Pope will still likely have to file a U.S. income tax. So,
all right,
Pope
Leo.
What's he going to do? Pope Leo. Movies as well. This Minecraft movie, I didn't see it, but somebody did. It's up to $900 million global now. And the movie Sinners is up to $200 million. That's a supernatural vampire movie. And Thunderbolts has done well. So people have gone back to the movies in this last month, and you're getting ready to have all those, you know, the Mission Impossible movie and a bunch of other stuff. So Tom Cruise was in England yesterday promoting the film.
You've been way better at us during your reports when there's a reason. Tell us the stock market's either tanking or shooting out. Hadn't said anything about now that the China tariff
thing. It's been on a roller coaster of just going up and down just a teeny bit, or going down just a teeny bit lately.
They're expecting it, though, to close, I've read anyway.
Oh, my God, look at that.
At over 1,075
up, yes. Up before opening.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
They think it'll close there today.
Where was it when it went to the tank? What was the number?
The Dow? I don't know.
It was 40, at least 45, I think. Yeah, it's getting back. I'm looking at the chart now. It was 45 February.
If you have a day that the NASDAQ or the Dow or the S&P goes up like a percent, it's apparently huge. And one of those is up 4-something percent today. The other is 2-1. That's a lot. So
yeah, it's big. And it said European stocks rise following the U.S.-China deal to cut tariffs. The stock in this company, Maersk, they're on all the ships.
Maersk.
They're jumping 12%. Dow futures up at 1,100. That's because of the U.S.-China agreement. And there you go. So it's it may be an exciting day on Wall Street. Still trying to, you know, if you just held on, see, it went down as low as 38, and there were a whole bunch of people buying stuff at 38 because that's when you buy on the dip. But people got nervous, and then if you held on to it, now it's up to 42 from 38 and just got 3,000 more to go where it was at an all-time high. So
yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't know anything about it, but one thing I am sure of, there have been a lot of people waiting for recovery. Once they get it, they'll cash out for a while. So, you know, it'll roller coaster.
But, yeah, it's roller coaster. But it's definitely doing a little jump this morning, that's for sure.
Great to see. Great to hear, I think. Yeah.
And then it'll go down a little bit after today because people do profit taking, and it just goes up like a stair step generally. So we'll see. But that's big going into this morning. Thank you. I didn't see that. I hadn't really gone to look. But I'm not surprised. That was a big deal yesterday when China walked out of there, looked like happy, and then they were going to go back and do some more today. So,
well, Texas has the biggest economy of any state, dollar-wise. And what we have, the number is almost 20% of our GDP in Texas is tied to these Chinese imports and those tariffs. So it's good news here at home, but it's good news for the country.
It is.
California especially. Hey, take care, my friend. Jimmy Carter. He takes care of us every morning with the Jimmy Carter Report every weekday morning, same time, same station. And that's thanks to you for the support. And the sponsorship support, too. Crestview RV, Precision Camera and Video, and Jim Swertner, Farm and Ranch. Our informal tribute to Johnny Rodriguez that some have been waiting on, coming up in just a few moments. Also this next hour, how's this for a tease, Eric? Get your popcorn ready, I'll explain.
Oh, okay.
Popcorn-related news you maybe weren't expecting, and even more, dealing with the subject of popcorn. Now, sometimes when we do the not headline news, and this is both, people say, well, that's that information was lighter than a popcorn fart. This is heavy popcorn.
This will be like a heavy...
And it's not gas.
Okay. See, you over-teased it.
I just made it nuts.
Get your popcorn ready.
I'll be in the corner till we get back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.